But now here's Claire Martin on BBC Radio 3 with Jazz Lineup.
On today's show, I'll be extending yesterday's BBC Music Day celebrations just a little longer with the unmistakable sound of one of Britain's best-loved big bands, Loose Tubes. Stay tuned for some very special music performed by the band at this year's Gateshead International Jazz Festival, featuring sounds like this. Loose Tubes, and more from them later on the show. I'll also be previewing tracks from Grammy-winning vocalist Kurt Elling's brand new album and hearing from the man himself.
My job is to give people what they came for and then to give them the stuff they didn't know they came for.
Kurt Elling, and more from him and tracks from his new album later on in the show. But let's kick off with something from the Manchester-based big band Beats and Pieces, who The Guardian describe as displaying gale-force collective energy and confidence to startling original material. This is from their new album called All In, and it's pop.
Thank you.
The Beats and Pieces big band with Pop, taken from their new album called All In, which is out on the FP record label. And you can hear the band when they play at Ronnie Scott's on Wednesday, the 8th of July. Coming up soon, a Loose Tubes concert performance recorded at this year's Gateshead International Jazz Festival. But first, let's hear from Kevin Legendre, who interviewed band members Django Bates, Eddie Parker, Ashley Slater and Julian Arguelles before they performed. Here's Django Bates reminiscing about the legendary jazz club Ronnie Scott's, which provided the band with so much support and inspiration in the early days of their career.
It's a great place for us to play because we have to squeeze into this small space, and from the first time we played there back in the day, that when you walk in there and you see all those photographs of the people who've played there, you just cannot help but be affected by that and influenced.
The sense of history.
Yeah, completely. And some of those gigs you might have been lucky enough to see. I mean, the other thing about that place, which is so important, is that Ronnie Scott himself embraced the band Loose Tubes, even though it was very different from the music that he played with his band. He brought us into the club and gave us a week there, and I mean, that's an enormous thing to do. He loved the band, and you know, he put everything he could into helping other people to hear the music, and that was the next step of it taking off, happened at Ronnie Scott. So it's really important to go back as long as we can.
Yeah, kind of like returning home to a certain extent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Okay, it's important to state the history. I'm sure that lots of people, if not everybody in the audience, knows that the history of Loose Tubes, that you're one of the most exciting original bands to come out of this country in the 80s, and that you did your last gigs in 1990, and that we've had this reunion, this very important reunion, just in the last year at Cheltenham, May 2014. I think we should talk about that, the importance of that reunion, and what it felt like to be back in the band, to have the band back together after so many years. Eddie Parker?
Incredible. And it just felt like there's a sort of time machine at work, but it's not just kind of revisiting the past. It's bringing some of the vibe of the band, well, the whole of the vibe of the band, forward into now as well. That's what it felt like to me was, you know, we weren't just playing familiar tunes, you know, from 25 years ago and recreating the past in that way. And I suppose that one of the concerns before we got together was that, you know, we didn't want the band to be its own tribute band, you know what I mean? And there were some concerns around that it might be a bit sad, you know, but within about 10 minutes of walking into the rehearsal studio, we realized that there was absolutely no danger of that happening, and the vibe was absolutely amazing, and it got better and better and better as the band did more and more gigs, you know, and it was wonderful also playing at Ronnie Scott's, you know, which is a fairly intimate venue, and there were people there who, you know, they just had great stories. People were coming up to us afterwards and saying things like, we actually got married, we promised each other on a Loose Tubes gig, and here we are still together. You know, it's amazing, just lots of lovely little stories like that that meant so much, you know. And it certainly did a lot for my personal kind of energy and all of that, you know, because normal life is a feral slog. I'm sure audience will agree, you know, you're just working, especially if you're teaching. I mean, I love teaching, but it can be an endless treadmill, you know? And then to have something as wonderful as this band is every now and then just gives you a real shot in the arm.
Our week at Ronnie Scott's last year was probably my favorite week in the last 10 or 15 years. You know, it was absolutely brilliant. First of all, it was brilliant just as a musician to be playing every night, doing a gig every night. That's pretty rare in itself, unless you're doing a show. To be playing that stuff, it was really, I found it very emotional, the whole experience. You know, you're, of course, thinking back over the past 25 years, and you're seeing really your family, because when you're in a band, you become family. That becomes your family. It's It's a funny thing, and then you don't, you're not in the band anymore, and suddenly you're divorced from your 22-piece family. So it was really lovely. I absolutely enjoyed being back with all my buddies again, you know, and I still think of Loose Tubes as my peer group, and of course I've done other things and worked with other people and done other stuff, but still, for me, the guys I look up to, the guys I want to please, I want to impress, I want them to like what I'm doing, all that kind of stuff, is definitely the, you know, the Loose Tubes family, my first UK family, really. So yeah, it was emotional. It was, and we were all quite surprised that none of us was dead yet. Anyway, as well, that was good.
Which is a good thing. Django, when Eddie talks about not recreating, kind of not rehashing, making sure that there's still a freshness and a vitality, that energy, presumably the fact that that all of you in the interim went off and did lots of different projects in lots of different contexts, that helped keep that sense of vitality and discovery alive, because all of those experiences, I suppose, could feed in to the group as well. You've had many different groups. Julian's worked with different big bands. Eddie, Ashley, they've all done lots of different things. When you take the members of the groups as individuals and you look at what you've all done, there's an incredible range of experiences there, which presumably now that's filtering back into what you're doing.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite hard to see any direct effect of that, because when Loose Tubes walked into the rehearsal room 24 years after the previous gig, the first thing that happened was the social thing rather than the musical thing. That was my experience. It was just this kind of ignition of humorous interaction and very quick bouncing of ideas across the room, and it was just, yeah, just so vital and so fresh. Whereas the music, I mean, the great thing about the fact that everyone has gone off and pursued their own individual line in music just meant that everyone came back with a good feeling of confidence about themselves and their music. If you think about, if that hadn't happened, it would have felt a bit like, well, you know, we all gave it a good try for the last 24 years, but there's really nothing else we can do. We were doing this completely by choice, and one of the main reasons for me, by the way, was that so many young, enthusiastic jazz students and jazz audiences had just said, man, I wish I'd seen that band. I've heard so much about it. My dad's got the record. My mum's got the record. I just missed it by 1 week, you know, whatever. And it, just to be able to play for those people was a great reason. A lot of people since the band finished or since they left the band became band leaders. Here's an obvious example. And did a lot more composition from the point that we all floated off in our different directions. And so that brings a different energy and knowledge.
Julian, let me ask a practical question for a 21-piece band, an orchestra. How much time do you need in terms of rehearsing, going through parts, drilling the rhythm section, drilling the horns, making sure that everything is really working when you've got all of these different elements to deal with, just to feel comfortable with it, especially after you've taken such a long break as well?
In some ways, the magic is the stuff that can't be rehearsed. I mean, you can't really rehearse the things that happen in the moment or the mystery of music, which is the stuff I really like. It's the stuff that happens when people are bouncing ideas in real time. That stuff I don't think you can rehearse and need to rehearse. But there's the written stuff, of course, and there's lots of organising of the music. And that, you know, it varies from band to band. And Loose Tubes, I don't know if we're quick at getting that together or slow, but I don't think that really matters. You've got to just do it until it feels right. But as I say, for me, the magic that happens and the beautiful thing about this band and when music is at its best is stuff that is created by really good musicians listening and playing together, and that can develop over time. So in a way, for me, just playing, practicing, rehearsing, gigging, it's all stuff I like to do, and I think it really helps. It's just more and more of the chemistry, which is lovely.
Right. On that note, let's thank Ashley Slater, Eddie Parker, Django Bates, and Julian Arguelles.
Interesting insights into the music making of tonight's featured artists, Loose Tubes, and my thanks to Kevin DeGenre for that interview. Well, let's get straight to the music, which was recorded at the Sage in Gateshead on the 12th of April as part of the Gateshead International Jazz Festival. Loose Tubes are Eddie Parker on flutes, Dave Pritchard on clarinets, on alto and soprano saxophone, Steve Buckley and Ian Bellamy, on the tenor saxophone, Mark Lockhart and Julian Nicholas, baritone saxophone, Julian Arguelles. Trumpets are played by Lance Kelly, Noel Langley, Chris Batchelor and John Ecott. The trombones are Paul Taylor, Ashley Slater and Richard Pywell. On the bass trombone is Richard Henry, on tuba, Dave Powell. On keyboards and tenor horn, Django Bates. John Paricelli is on the guitar. The bass is played by Steve Watts. Martin Francis on the drums. And on percussion, Louise Peterson-Majika. This is the much-loved composition by Django Bates called Yellow Hill. We'll be right back.
The wonderful Julian Nicholas on the tenor saxophone there. Who doesn't like Julian Nicholas? Huh?
Thank you.
Eden Express by Django Bates, played by Loose Tubes. And for a list of all the players, you can go to the Jazz lineup page via the Radio 3 website. The band are playing at the Hertfordshire Jazz Festival on the 18th of September, and they're back at Ronnie Scott's on the 24th of September. This is Jazz Lineup on BBC Radio 3 with me, Claire Martin, on FM, online and on digital radio. You may have caught some of yesterday's BBC Music Day celebrations, but if you didn't, don't worry. Remember, you can catch up with lots of the programmes via the BBC Radio iPlayer. Pianist Giovanni Guidi is one of the most outstanding musicians to have emerged from the Italian jazz scene in the last decade, and has been praised for his limitless curiosity as an improviser and his relentless refinement of touch and musical taste. Well, his new international trio has US bassist Thomas Morgan and Portuguese drummer Geo Lobo, and they complete the lineup for his first album as leader for the prestigious ECM label. On this collection of original tunes, the band seem to play with almost telepathic communication, and it's taken from the album called This Is The Day. This is Trilly. Thank you. What a beautiful track, the Giovanni Grede Trio with Trilli, taken from his new release called This Is The Day. Next up, an interview with Grammy-winning vocalist Kurt Elling, who I called up with a few weeks ago when he was in the UK touring with the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra. Before we hear the interview with Kurt, let's have a listen to something from his much-anticipated new release, Passion World. And this is Kurt's version of the U2 hit, Where the Streets Have No Name.
I want to run, I want to hide, I want to tear down the walls that hold me inside, I want to reach out and touch the flame. Where the streets have no name, I want to feel the light on my face, I want to see the dust cloud disappear without a trace. I want to take shelter from the poison rain, where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name. We're always building and then burning down love, and burning down love. But when I go there, I'll go there with you. It's all I can do. The city's flood, and our love turns to rust. We're beaten down and blown by the wind, and trampled into dust. But I'll show you a place, high on the desert plain, where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name, where the streets have no name. We're always building and then burning down love, and tearing down love. But when I go there, I'll go there with you. It's all I can do. It's all I can do. And even then we go on burning with love and tearing down love. But when I go there, I'll go there with you. Even when we go on burning with love, we go on burning down love. But I'll go there with you. When I go there, I'll go there with you. The streets have no name.
Where the Streets Have No Name, U2's ode to lives lost in war and politics, taken from Passion World. That's Grammy Award-winning vocalist Kurt Elling's new release, his 11th album, and perhaps his most ambitious project to date, featuring guests like Arturo Sandoval, Till Brunner, the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra, and the WDR Big Band and Orchestra. Well, I'm thrilled to say that I'm about to talk to the man himself about the record. Kurt Elling, welcome to Jazz Lineup.
Thank you, buddy. It's great to hear your voice.
It's great to hear you. Now, you're singing in, what is it, about 3 or 4 different languages on this record, but it's songs of romance. So tell us how you first got the concept together for the album.
As you know, I travel around a lot, and I always try to extend a kind of a hand of friendship when I can. And jazz can be difficult music to listen to, even if you're native to it, let alone you're listening to some guy caterwaul throughout the evening. So I've gathered over the years several compositions in different languages just to make myself a little bit more vulnerable and sort of show people that I care. You know, when I go to France, I've got a couple of things from Jean Sablon and Germany. And when I go to Poland, I've got a thing. There's actually a bonus track that's in Polish. Mm. As a good Chicagoan, I can fake Polish with the best of them.
Do you think this album, not simply because of the languages you're choosing, stretches you more than previous records?
Well, you know, I feel like I get stretched every time because you go into the studio, you know how it is, and you find out how much stuff you're not singing well or how much stuff you might be singing well or how much, you know, and there's so many questions to be answered.
Yeah.
And in this case, you know, I have things with big band and with orchestra and things with the small group. And I mean, sequencing alone was going to be a big deal.
Yes.
How do you put stuff together so that it flows and it isn't just a shock to the system?
Yeah, sure. Do you enjoy the studio process as a vocalist? I mean, are you quite a perfectionist? Do you love the fact that you think, yeah, I can just touch that up and pick that up? I mean, or how do you approach it?
Well, I mean, I think the studio is a tool to help you give expression at the highest level to the thing that you're trying to provide for people and to make the art as beautiful as it can be, to make the music as great as it can be.
Well, we just heard the song by U2, and there's some lovely new things. There's a setting by composer Brian Byrne of James Joyce poem. That's beautiful. And then the song we're about to hear, Bonita Cuba, there's a nice story about you hearing Arturo Sandoval in an adjacent cabin when you were on the cruise ships. Tell us about that.
That's right. We were next door to each other, and we were telling musical jokes to each other. We're both warming up pretty loudly, trumpet and me. And then on the last night, he was out on the balcony playing this very sad melody. And I asked him what that was about. And he said, you know, man, I was thinking about Cuba. And I was thinking about my family and the friends that I had as a little boy there. And I'll never see those people again.
Mm.
I'll never see any of those friends again. I'll never be able to thank the old musicians who gave me so much. He said, you know, my mother and my father, I got them out of Cuba, and they always thought they were going to go home.
Mm.
And, you know, man, they died in America. They're buried in a foreign country. And he said, so I was just, you know, I was just playing the sun down. I know this island over here we're looking at is not Cuba, but it looks like Cuba to me. And I said, man, maybe I could, what do you think? Would you like it if I tried to write a lyric to that?
Mm.
And maybe we could do it together? And he said, man, look at me. Look me in the eye. And I said, yeah. He says, man, you know, I love you. I said, I love you too, Arturo. He said, yeah, but you write a lyric to this? And you sing this? Then I am really going to love you.
Extra special.
Extra special.
Well, you were inspired because I think, I mean, you're a great lyricist, but to make a boat out of my heart and set that whole metaphor you used for this was, that's a winner. I mean, you must have been very glad when you thought of this. Let's hear it because it's beautiful, and it is Bonita Cuba. Thank you.
just 90 miles over the sea. Another life is calling for me. Another world I lost to fire and to ashes. The sky may grow light, but the smoke cloud never passes. Mi madre died longing for home, but you can't fly when you're tied to a stone. Mi padre's gone, but he lives now with Jesus. So corazón in a million pieces. I cry for them and for all my family, the friends of my youth, and for all my country. If I could, I'd build a boat out of my heart and sail to my home, Bonita Cuba, in the dark. I'd go insane, but I live in music. I play right through the pain and pour songs on my bruises. If I could, I'd build a boat out of my heart and sail on to my home, Bonita Cuba, in the dark. Dark. I'd sail on home. I'd sail in the boat of my heart, sail in the boat of my heart, right on
Bonita Cuba, taken from the new release by Kurt Elling and its Passion World. Kurt, you've been working quite closely with saxophonist Tommy Smith and the Scottish National Jazz Orchestra lately. How are you getting on with those guys?
They're brilliant. Brilliant musicians. Tommy's one of my favorites. And we've been doing Frank Sinatra stuff up here. So that's a very different bag than the Passion World stuff. But it's, you know, Tommy's one of the few guys in the world I would have done this with because I know I can trust him. The quality's going to be great.
Yeah,
the band is going to be hot. Everything's going to swing real hard, and we're going to have a good time. And sure enough, that's how it's been going.
Brilliant. And the arrangements you've been doing with the Frank Sinatra stuff have been fantastic as well. So people, you know, are getting something new as well as hearing the songs they love.
Yeah, I think I feel like in this case and in a lot of the cases when I do, well, on a given night. I mean, my job is to give people what they came for.
Mm.
And then to give them the stuff they didn't know they came for.
Mm, very good. On the record, there's a Scottish song. I think you first heard it when you were a student in Edinburgh.
That's right.
Lough Tay Boat Song. Tell us about that.
Man, it was something I heard. I want to say the Corries did a beautiful version of this some years ago. And I was tooling around Scotland and hitchhiking. And camping in different odd locations.
Hitchhiking. Kurt Elling hitchhiking.
Definitely doing it, man. I had the beard and the tiny guitar and everything. learned several beautiful Scottish numbers. And I was always hoping that there would be a recording on which I could put some of these lovely things.
Mm.
But as a jazz person, you know, you got to do swang-a-lang, spank-a-dang. But finally, here with Passion World, I have the chance to do it. And to be able to record it with Tommy and the SNJO,
perfect.
It's just a really wonderful treat for me.
Yeah, really authentic. And let's talk about another collaboration on the record, which is somebody I know that you love dearly, is the French accordion virtuoso, Richard Galliano, and the fact that your desire to work with him prompted, I think it was the initial public performance of this at the Jazz at Lincoln Center. So in a way, this project has been bubbling since 2010. Would that be right?
Well, I guess it's been bubbling since I first made my way over to whatever the first European tour was that took me out there so that I had to try to figure out how to say hello, everyone, in, I don't know, Maltese. You know, it's been bubbling throughout, and now it's just the time when it's kind of come to fruition.
Mm. What's he like working with Richard?
Oh, he's a dream. He's such a brilliant musician. He's so musically flexible. He can go down any road and sound fantastic. He's just an absolute master.
Mm. But you can do that too, so it's a good pairing. Well, let's play a track, Si Te Contara. Perhaps you can tell me what that means in English.
Well, Si Te Contara is, let's see, the lyric for this, it would go something like this. If you only knew the depths of despair since you've been gone, Claire. Since if you only knew how my suffering night after night, the history of my pain, you would return to me and repent.
I would. Kurt Elling, it's a great album. Thank you for joining us. We're going to play that track out now, and I hope I see you very soon.
Thanks, darling. I hope I see you soon, too.
Si tú supieras mi sufrimiento, si te contara la inmensa amargura que llevo tan dentro la triste historia que noche tras noche de dolor y pena llena mi alma, surge a mi memoria como una condena. Si tú supieras, te importaría. Si te dijera que en mí ya no queda ni luz ni alegría, que tu recuerdo es el daño más fuerte que me hago yo mismo por seguir soñando aunque tú regreses arrepentida. Si tú supieras mi sufrimiento, si te contara la inmensa amargura que llevo tan dentro, la triste historia que noche tras noche de dolor y pena llena mi alma, surge a mi memoria como una condena. Si tú supieras, te importaría. Si te dijera que en mí ya no queda ni luz ni alegría, que tu recuerdo es el daño más fuerte que me hago yo mismo por seguir soñando aunque tú regreses. Ni luz ni alegría, que tu recuerdo es el daño más fuerte que me hago yo mismo por seguir soñando aunque tú regreses arrepentida.
Arrepentida. Kurt Elling with City Contera, taken from his new album Passion World, which is out on the Concord record label this Monday. And our thanks to Kurt. Well, that's almost the end of the show. Next week, a special studio session featuring trumpeter Colin Steele and his quintet. But there's plenty more jazz on BBC Radio 3 with Geoffrey Smith's Jazz later on tonight. That's at midnight. And on Monday night at 11, Jazz on 3 with Jez Nelson presents Norwegian sextet Motif in concert, plus Kit Downs and Lucy Roughton's Trico. But to end the show, let's hear some epic sounds from an appropriately titled triple album called The Epic from American saxophonist Kamasi Washington. He's toured with many legendary musicians, recently including Stanley Clarke and Chaka Khan. So let's hear a track from the album. It's called Change of the Guard. From me, Claire Martin. Until next time, bye-bye.
Change of Guard by the saxophonist Kamasi Washington, ending this week's jazz lineup. The programme was presented by Claire Martin and produced in Glasgow by Sushil K. Dade. You can get track listings for the music featured in the programme from its page on the BBC Radio 3 website. And Jazz Lineup is back next Saturday evening at the same time, 6 o'clock.